In Australia, pro-Palestinian activists have held a rally to disrupt an Israeli film festival in Sydney. Protesters took to the streets to show their solidarity with the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The aim of the demonstration was to highlight the Israeli atrocities in Gaza. The rally came despite a ban by the Australian Supreme Court against any demonstrations at the event. Protesters marched on the venue where the Israeli Film Festival was being held and chanted anti-Israeli slogans. Police fenced off demonstrators and pushed them back and even assaulted them in some cases.
There was four or five police against one person. This is indigenous land. I should have the right to walk. I should have the right to walk in my own land. This is my land, and the police are defending people that are killing Palestinians. Killing children, killing, you know, the same people happened to the indigenous, same thing happened to the indigenous here. But look at me, I can't even walk on the street. This is my land, and I can't even walk. Where's my freedom?
Well, let's speak to our correspondent, Hamid Farajullahi, who joins us via Skype from Sydney now. Hamid, that sound clip basically summed it all, where pro-Palestinian activists were not even given their basic rights to express their voices there. And this is not the first time that pro-Palestinian rallies have been met with an iron fist in Australia now, has this?
Absolutely, you're right, Kenise. This is not the first time, and I'm afraid it's not going to be the last time. As you heard in that clip, that was an indigenous human rights activist who was walking down the street simply, upholding her own citizen right here in Australia, holding a peaceful protest by herself, where he was actually fenced off by police when she was approaching the venue where the Israeli Film Festival was being held. Now, a couple of cops surrounded her and they accused her of being convicted of having possession of drugs. She was really in shock. She was in tears. I tried to speak to the police, but none of them, not even they replied, but at some stages they even assaulted me as well during the protest. Even a couple of times I told them I'm a journalist, I'm covering the event, but apparently they turned a blind eye, and after repeated requests, they actually let me go. So it was very horrific scenes. I can't say we haven't seen these scenes before. We've seen actually worse scenes, but for the Supreme Court to actually block and ban these protesters from holding a peaceful protest, this is not the first protest these people have been holding, these pro-Palestinians have been holding in Australia. This is basically the sixth consecutive protest in the past month and a half. These protesters been holding here in Sydney, and there are many more protests that have been held in Australia in the past month and a half. But the police simply outnumbered at some stages the number of protesters, where you can see in those images the number of police officers in uniforms, and also there were horse-mounted police officers trying to force the demonstrators from rallying down the street. So it wasn't one of the scenes that you would expect to see in one of the world's democratic countries, especially here in Australia, where democratic values are being held and is being probably worn by a badge of honour. But unfortunately, pro-Palestinian and their supporters were actually shoved away and pushed away by police today, and obviously it wasn't what they were expecting here in Australia.
Well, Hamid, very quickly, if you can, I find it very interesting that there was a ban placed on such a rally by the Australian Supreme Court. Why is there this systemic move to protect this Israeli film festival?
Well, Kenise, I actually went to that court case, and the police it was really interesting. A couple of years ago, in 2012, if I'm not mistaken, they brought this similar case into court for Al-Nakba Day. Now, in that court case, the judge voted in favour of the protesters to hold Al-Nakba Day, but in this one, in this particular court case. The police was arguing public safety and concerns for traffic. So as if traffic has to be stopped, protests shouldn't happen. But what at the end of the day, what the judge said, he said, I've got fears for the public, for the safety of the public, and also concerns that these protests would, this protest in particular, would cause traffic in peak hours. Now, it was, in my opinion, it was one of the most ridiculous outcomes a judge can come up with. But what I saw in that courtroom was that the judge was being forced to actually hand down that verdict by probably from pro-Israeli and Zionist lobby groups here in Australia, as this was the opening night of the Israeli Film Festival, and dignitaries, Israeli dignitaries as well as Zionist dignitaries were also attending the film festival, and one of the reasons the protesters wanted to be there, and the same reasons the police as well as the judge didn't want the protesters to be there. Janice.
Okay. Press TV's Hamid Farajullahi, they're reporting from Sydney via Skype. Hamid, thanks very much indeed.